Walt, I feel like coming out of fog. Who out there?
Keep your voice down, Lothar. It's Captain X and Dorfman.
Lothar fixed Captain X.
Listen, Lothar. You did a good job on Alex Jefferson, but if you make a move toward Captain X, he'll shoot you before you can leave that chair. Let him think you're tied to it, understand?
Yes, Master.
I'm not quite as helpless as I seem, Lothar, in spite of these ropes. Look. Look what lies in the palm of my hand.
You've a knife, Mandrake.
Yes. Dorfman slipped it to me before they carried me from the submarine. That's how I got loose before. I told you Dorfman is our friend.
You have Jefferson and Barracuda's guns, too. Why not?
Trying to shoot our way out would be worse than useless. We're in the center of an armed camp, Nada. We've got to use our wits.
Can't see a thing up or down the coast, Dorfman. Need the strong night glasses.
That's Captain X. You can see we're not going to get any help from outside. He's watching every approach.
Yes, we're not going to be bothered with the Coast Guard. All my plans are working out perfectly. But they always do, Dorfman. You'll find that out before the evening is much older.
What did he mean by that, Hendrick?
Sounded like a veiled threat. Dorfman was sure Captain X suspected him of helping me. I wish I knew why he brought Dorfman up here.
You stay out here until I call you, Dorfman. I want a word with Alex Jefferson first.
Hey.
He's coming in. Remember, Nada, Barracuda's mind is completely blank. Every word he says will be prompted by my mind speaking through his. Just as though I were answering Captain X's questions. Take your cue from that.
I understand.
You got that, Lothar?
Yes, Master.
Here, keep your eye on the coastline with these glasses until I call you. I'm going in now.
I'll wait for you to call me, sir.
Pull the blanket over my face, Nada.
All right.
Now, upward. Keep your courage.
I won't fail you.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Well, well, quite a little house party, Barracuda.
Aye, sir.
I see you have Mandrake still nicely bound to a stretcher and Lothar wired to his chair. But the young lady would seem to be free. How does this happen?
Jefferson cut her loose, but I've been keeping an eye on her.
Where's Jefferson?
Alex Jefferson? Didn't you pass him on the way up?
No.
He must have taken the other path down.
I'm going to have to teach him to obey orders. I told him to wait for me here.
Guess he thought you wasn't coming up and wanted to report to you.
You mean you got some information out of the prisoners?
Sure. The girl came clean. We got them all, Captain. And nobody else knows anything about you or the submarine.
Good work. Where's the brother of this girl, Sigrid, they call him?
In the cellar, gagged and bound.
And the boy, Tommy?
Tied up in the next room.
Fine, fine, Barracuda. Did you have that radio bomb planted at the foot of the point?
Not yet, sir.
Where are the bombs?
In this room here, where the kid is. I'll get one of them now.
Tell me, Barracuda, do our prisoners know what we have in store for them?
I ain't told them. I just obey orders. There's your bomb.
It's so simple and effective. I leave aboard the submarine. These bombs are exploded by the radio when I throw a switch. And at a safe distance out to sea, I watch your point and all our enemies blown out of existence.
Killing us doesn't seem to satisfy you, Captain X. You seem to enjoy a little mental torture first.
Well, well, Barracuda, I suppose this is the young lady Alex Jefferson called Narda.
Yeah, that's her.
Allow me to introduce myself. Submarine Commander Captain X.
I'm not pleased to meet you, Captain X.
I must admit I wasn't prepared to see such a stunner, in spite of Alex Jefferson's description.
She's a good looker, all right, Captain X.
Yes, yes. What a pity to destroy so much beauty. But you understand not the fortunes of war.
I understand, Captain X, that your sort of war includes women and children.
I see. Jefferson hasn't tamed you yet. Perhaps I can. Oh, and this is Lothar. I had him as a guest aboard my submarine for a while, but he didn't like my company and left.
Lothar not like your company now, you Bombazi.
What's a Bombazi?
Bombazi toad. All puffed up with own poison.
Oh, a toad, huh? Let me see if I can't find what I want over here.
Careful, Lothar. You won't help yourself or me that way. that you're putting an added strain on me while I'm holding Barracuda's mind under control by forcing me to send you mental messages this way.
What are you looking for, Captain X?
A tarred piece of rope end. Oh, I think this will do.
I'm afraid you've done it, Lothar. For all our sakes, keep your temper now, no matter what happens. Don't fight back. My plan is our only chance.
Yes, I think this will do very, very nicely. You needn't wait, Barracuda. Dorfman's outside if you need help with that radio bomb. Leave the other one here.
Aye, aye, sir. But I can handle one alone.
I'm going to enjoy myself.
You're not going to flog a man who's bound to a chair and helpless to defend himself.
I'm going to teach Lothar to have a little respect for his betters. With a rope end.
That you, Barracuda?
Yeah, it's Barracuda, Dorfman.
What's going on inside?
Captain's having a little fun for himself with a rope end.
Uh-huh. What do you got there?
This radio bomb.
What are you going to do with it?
Obey orders.
The captain's orders are to plant that bomb at the foot of the point with 1,000 pounds of high explosive, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's what the captain told me to do, wasn't it? Funny, I wasn't going to do that at all.
What were you going to do, Barracuda?
I don't know, Dorfman. I can't remember now. I feel almost like I'd been asleep, taking orders from a voice that told me what to say and what to do.
And you can't remember what the voice told you to do with that radio bomb?
Why, sure. Put it aboard the submarine in the engine room. Say, I must be going nuts. I'd have done it, too, if you hadn't snapped me out of it by reminding me of the captain's orders. Why, Captain X would have blown himself up.
Oh, what a fool.
Double in space. I gotta watch myself. Thanks, Dorfman. I'd better hustle down and do what the captain told me before I get another brainstorm and start eating this bomb for stick candy.
Oh, what a fool I've been. Mandrake must have had Barracuda under hypnotic control. Now I've gummed up his whole plan. Oh, what a fool I've been.
Well, when are you going to give in?
Captain X, stop it. You've beaten Lothar enough. Can't you see he's got too much courage to beg for mercy? Oh, what a cowardly thing to do.
So I'm a toad, am I? Puffed up with my own poison, eh?
Stop it. Stop it, I say. I can't stand anymore.
Well, don't stand in front of him. You know what's good for you. Get out of my way, do you hear me?
Lay that rope end across my shoulders, Captain X.
You think I won't?
No, I'm sure you will. The only way you and all your kind know how to enforce your will on defenseless people. By blows, kicks, destruction, and persecution.
You're a woman.
So much
but...
the better. My skin is far more tender than Lothar's. My flesh can't stand the blows. You can beat me into submission so much quicker. Isn't that your method? To strike down the weak, the defenseless? You try to crush the one thing more priceless than life itself. The right to live as free people as God intended we should. You try to trample human rights, destroy human hope, smash all decency. You can't do it, Captain. You must fail.
Fail, huh? We fail? What stupid talk. You, him, all of you are my prisoners. I can do with you as I like. Have I failed?
Yes, you have failed. Miserably. You can't make Lothar respect you, and you consider him a savage. Lothar sees you for what you are, a toad, puffed up with your own poison. Poison of hate and greed that must soon destroy you. Yes, you'll fail, Captain X, because you can only smash bodies and cities, but you can't destroy spirit. A spirit that's beginning to echo around the whole world, crying, thumbs up.